everybody. We are back. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. That was Baby Without You. I said every song was going to have the word baby in it.
Baby, baby, baby.
I hope
baby,
you like that one. That was by the Cash Box Kings.
Mm-hmm. Like it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of cash, remember that Cash Me Outside girl?
Yeah.
Is she dead?
No.
Oh.
She's rich. She was,
yeah.
Remember she was 13 when she was on like the Dr. Phil show and mm-hmm. showing her ass and that kind of thing. Now she's a rapper and she just signed a huge contract with some record label.
Yep.
I'm so tired of this world.
Ridiculous.
I mean, and Ty, you struggle and you struggle and you struggle and you pay, you know, play that fantastic death metal music and can't catch a break.
That's it. I'm going to start showing my ass.
Do it.
Cash me outside.
I will.
I'm going to be on Dr. Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Oh, we could be on Dr. Phil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, let me quickly reintroduce everybody. Across the table from me is my glowing little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's growing.
Her right is my blushing bride, a.k.a. Granny Pants.
No.
To her right is my boy, Uncle Ty. And my name is Grandpa Mark.
No.
I don't like how any of that sounds.
No. Yeah, no, none of that was good.
We got to fix all of that.
Jesus.
We on time.
All right. Anyway, so, hey, before the break, we were talking about the whole Colin Kaepernick thing. And toward the end of that conversation, I said that, what's his name? Grammatica.
Yes, Martin.
Martin Grammatica was on the Mike Calter show, and he was talking about how, you know, if some of these protesters had ever, you know, gone out of the country or been from another country and actually lived in different conditions from other countries, they would have more of a respect for the United States and what the United States offers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is just something that made me think of this. Lately, I've been seeing this commercial on TV, and it got me to thinking that, you know, sometimes all we see in the news, and I think mostly what the media portrays to us, especially when it has to do with anything outside of the United States, is it's just terrible.
Right.
Right? Okay, so
they try to tell you that so you don't leave.
Okay, so yeah. if I said to you, what's your first thought of Jerusalem or Tel Aviv?
Not a place.
Pass.
Yeah.
Not a place you want to go, right?
Right. War torn.
And why is that?
Rubble.
Why is that? Because of what the media has told us all these years, right?
Right.
Okay, well, I've seen two commercials on TV now. They're from a tourist company or a travel company, basically showing all these beautiful pictures of Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, saying your next vacation needs to be Jerusalem, Tel Aviv. And I'm like, who the hell wants to go there? Don't they throw rocks at each other? I mean, what's going on?
Right.
You know.
Is that just American propaganda?
I think it is American propaganda. I think they don't want us to leave here at all. And I wonder, you know, I mean, wouldn't you think that other countries, because, you know, there's not a lot of Americans leaving the United States to go live in other countries.
Because they made it so difficult.
And you know what? There's probably,
have.
Right, there's probably more than we know about. But all we hear about is the people from other countries coming here.
Right.
Right. You would think that those other governments in other countries would be having commercials about America that made us look like, yeah, no, you're just going to go to hell. Right?
Probably.
Well, they definitely are showing those now.
right. I don't know. I just thought it was interesting, and you know, to see this travel commercial about visit Jerusalem and Tel Aviv.
And,
you know,
and it's a commercial
and show these beautiful
on
pictures.
TV.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Beautiful.
But in, which even was even odd. I mean, when was the last time you saw a commercial about visit Jerusalem and Tel Aviv?
Right.
You know, is it a trick?
I don't know.
We're gonna lure them over.
You know,
we're gonna stone them to death.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You know, but it's the same thing with Cuba. I mean, yeah. I had no idea that other countries, like Canadians,
have been going.
They love Cuba.
The rest of the world has been going. It's just
beautiful.
Us.
It's just us it's that just we're us. Told that it's, you know,
and can't go and or couldn't go.
And yes, they have poverty, and the sanctions have hurt them.
Gee, who doesn't?
Economically.
Right, so do we.
But, you know, the Canadians rave about the resorts in Cuba.
Canadians are easy to impress.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, they come here.
What, right. Well, that's, yeah. Well, they come here in the middle of winter and complain how hot it is.
Well, the Canadians, so. Canadians are so nice that even if they went to Cuba and it was a complete, you know,
hole,
they
that,
wouldn't say
they'd
it.
Be like, oh.
It's beautiful. Bless their beautiful. Hearts.
I was all about the beaches. That was my Canadian accent.
It's great.
Nice. A boot.
Mm-hmm. All right. What else do we have?
I don't know.
Were I need to take a nap.
Were you aware? Don't even start that pregnant crap with us. You've been pregnant for a day.
Well, I've eaten a lot of pizza.
You're sick. You need a nap. I mean,
fatigued.
Did you loosen your belt? I mean, what are you doing?
My pants are like completely undone.
Are your boobs growing? What's happening over
She's
there?
She's growing a person.
She's growing
I'm
a
growing
person.
Growing a life.
How weird is that?
It's terrifying.
Let me tell you something.
It's wonderful. Tumor.
Hannah Claire, if I were you, I would be trying to reverse the process, because the whole thought of giving birth is terrifying.
It's gross.
Yeah, I don't like any of the options that are there for me.
I mean, and in between the actual,
it's gonna have to
in
leave.
Between from now until the birthing, there's a lot of poking and prodding that has to go along.
Right.
I'm not into that either.
No.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I already know I'm gonna have to take blood tests.
With mom, you know, especially with Ty, we got pregnant in Hawaii, and mom had this very progressive doctor that insisted that I was in the office with every single visit.
Yeah.
So and I procedure. Got to see all of this poking and prodding to the point where I even passed out.
Right.
Fainted.
Fainted.
Actually fainted.
Yes.
Because of something that he showed me.
Mm-hmm. He took me off the table and put him on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Way to go. Yes. My big, strong Marine.
Right.
Real I'm the guy. One laid out.
Hey, just don't show me a cervix, all right?
I don't need to see
loud.
That.
Who needs to see that?
Yeah, my biggest fear about all of this...
I don't need to see anything on the inside.
Right, no. My biggest fear about all of this is, like, the needles and the IVs.
Yeah.
Right. I want nothing to do with any of that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to deal with a lot of that.
Yeah.
Not much.
I'm scared.
Not much. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
You're going to be fat.
I'm going to get huge.
Huge.
That's okay. I mean, you know, you're done. You did your
purpose.
I tell
you what, as tiny
Whatever,
as you are,
married.
I'm telling you, you better go get several gallons of cocoa butter and start swimming in it.
I know.
You need to have that skin stretchy.
Moist.
Moist. Right.
Well, I Pliable. Somehow, I don't think, your body structure is different than mine, and I don't think you're going to be as wide as you are tall, or wider than you are tall, like I was. I mean,
we'll see.
I talk
still,
about
still
Oompa
got
Loompa.
Those narrow hips.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I don't see
not
you squeezing
really.
Anything out of there. I don't even know how you go to the bathroom.
Well, I tried to put on a pair of shorts today, and I can't even get them buttoned. So.
Oh come on! It's day one.
I know, but
doesn't happen that
I'm
fast.
I'm not getting fat, but my hips are widening.
Oh, good. That's good.
That's terrible.
It's fine.
Gross.
It's perfect.
I'm so glad to be male.
Yeah.
Baby. Yeah, see? And that truly, if the human race were dependent on men having babies,
it would have ended.
Done.
Decades. Billions of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might have fooled me once, but that's where that chain would have ended right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I would have died in the process.
So. Yeah, right.
Screw this. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I just want someone to, like...
I quit.
Punch me in the face real good before I have to push it out. That way I'm just good and knocked out.
They don't have to punch you in the face to knock you out. They have stuff.
But a lot of the things
that.
I've seen, you're not, like, actually asleep. You're still, awake as they're pulling it out.
I think Grammy...
You're just numb.
I think
no.
Grammy was sound asleep when she had me.
I need to be out.
No.
Like, out.
No.
Yes.
I was
awake... Like, the day before.
I was awake when both of you were born.
Terrifying.
Put me in a coma.
Terrifying. Coma. Yeah. Yeah.
Medically induced coma.
It's fine.
And wake me up like 5 years later.
Right.
No. 5 years later.
Yeah. The kid will be, you know, manageable. You know, 5 year olds are still bratty, but, you know, not like a 3 year old.
Well, you can slap them around a little bit.
Yeah. No. Yeah, they're old enough you can slap them around a little bit.
No. No. You can never do that.
No.
A little bit.
What?
Not until they're 18.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
Then you can pop them.
All right. Do we want to talk a little bit about some of these political things that have happened
sure.
this week? Stephanie.
The op-ed.
Yes. We're going to talk about the op-ed article that was in the New York Times. And I think it's kind of funny. Somebody, an anonymous author.
Mike Pence?
I don't know. Well, he's already sworn his alliance and his allegiance to the president, saying, no way
but
I did.
There's evidence.
There was something I read that kind of indicated that some of the wording in the piece kind of shadowed some of his language that he's used or currently uses, that kind of thing. But anyway, the whole article basically kind of said that people in and around this presidency that have anything to do with the daily runnings of the presidency are sort of protecting the country in that they are like diverting the president's attention from anything that needs any like real attention. It's like if it has anything to do with national affairs or anything like that or international affairs, they're kind of let's see if we can handle this without even telling old Donnie.
They're running a little interference.
Right.
Yeah.
So that the political correctness is not.
That's why they had to blow up this whole Nike thing.
Completely off.
Keep him busy.
Off the scales.
Right.
I found it. What do I want to say? I was happy to read it. It was like, oh, thank God, you know, because
somebody's stepping in. Because if you thought that he was doing this all on his own.
Well, no.
Anybody watching over him.
That they were actually letting him make all the decisions that he wants to make.
I mean, he'd be the first one to admit that he's not a politician. And now you're in a position where you... You have to be a politician a little bit. You have to
use a little diplomacy.
Yes, and he doesn't have any.
Common sense, some manners.
Doesn't have any.
He doesn't have a filter.
Doesn't have one.
And he flip-flops.
Yes.
You know, from thing to thing and what he says.
Things fall out of his mouth that may or may not be true.
That usually aren't.
And really should not be said aloud in public. Let alone behind a microphone or on Twitter.
This whole article was written anonymously.
Yes. Letting the American people know that there's some sanity in the White House.
And this all kind of coincides with Bob Woodward's book, Fear, that is, I think, just came out or getting ready to come out, which basically has a lot of the same stories in it, same accounts of what's going on over at the White House. So... if you guys had to guess who over at the White House is leaking this story anonymously to the New York Times?
Who wrote it?
Who do you guys think?
Well, there's evidence suggest Pence, okay. But I also think it could be John Kelly.
John Kelly, okay.
Well,
what's Woodward's partner, Bernstein. Yeah. Do you know who Woodward and Bernstein were, Hannah Claire?
No.
Okay, back in the Nixon administration during the whole Watergate crisis, they're the ones that kind of cracked the case, and they wrote all the stories about what was going on at the White House and in Washington, D.C. with the local politics involving this whole Watergate scandal, that kind of thing. So they're kind of famous as far as journalists go. And now this Bob Woodward, you know, half of that team has now written this book about the Trump presidency. What I think is odd is that Trump and Woodward are fairly good friends. And they had a conversation that I heard a little bit of the other day on a recording. And Woodward was telling the president basically what the book was about. And they were having a very civil conversation. And, you know, Trump, toward the end of the conversation, is, so basically what you're telling me is that this is just going to be another bad book about me. And Woodward was like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
Yeah. I'm going to say that I've got stories. I've got people telling me stories about these sort of things happening in the White House and some things about you, you know. So Donald sort of accepted it and said, well, I'm just going to chalk it up to another bad book.
That doesn't sound like something he would do.
You know what?
Well, according to him now, right. That conversation never happened.
Right. Well, I heard it. I heard the recording.
Yeah, but it didn't happen. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so if you had to guess, you say it could be Pence or John Kelly.
Yep.
Who do you think?
I have no idea. But what I saw on Twitter, which I thought was interesting, is...
John Kelly and Pence have both sworn that it wasn't them. There's a whole list of people here
yeah,
of about
well,
20
and,
different people that say it was not me.
And let me tell you, Bill Clinton swore he didn't have an affair.
Right.
You know, Trump said...
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Right. Trump said Mexico was going to build the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't believe what they say.
Well, and none of his people like him, so it could really be any of them.
Exactly.
I
and
say it was McCain.
And that's what...
That you would, think McCain?
That would be fun.
I think that's going to be my guess too, Hannah, because I think...
Or Aretha.
Sarah Huckersands.
He and McCain did not get along.
Right.
And he slighted McCain
right.
Before he was even elected by saying that McCain was not a hero, that he liked his heroes not caught,
mm-hmm.
you know, that kind of thing. Real asshat thing to say. So I think...
That was his final FU.
Yep, I think so. I'm not going to invite you to my funeral.
Yep.
I'm going to write this op-ed piece, send it to the New York Times, and have them post it a week after I'm buried.
Yep.
Long
I mean,
gone.
I would like that. That's pretty great.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would
That's
be good.
That's who I think it is.
But they can't... The White House themselves, whoever, they can't narrow it down to 100 people
mm-hmm.
that could have done it.
Because they're all asshats.
You know, so, I mean, that speaks volumes. That there's, I think there is a lot going on behind the scenes.
Or it could be Sarah Huckabee. Because
Sarah Huckersands.
I mean, she has to go out there on a daily basis and basically lie and cover up all this stuff. And probably she goes home and she's like, dick.
Right.
Well, she's never been the same dick. After breaking up with Kermit.
No, I think she looks more like a catcher's mitt.
No, that's terrible. No, it's our political system.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Right. Anyway, it's...
And we'll probably never know the truth,
honestly. Oh, no, we're going to know the truth.
I
think that's part of the reason the person wrote it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is
then here's an idea.
As it snowballs.
What if this is just the first in a series?
It right. could be.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that Omarosa,
mm-hmm.
I mean, she wrote a book. She gave a couple of interviews. I heard her interviewed earlier this week, and she says there's going to be some sort of another audio recollection of things that went on in the White House that's going to come out like this week or next week.
Right.
So, you know... Are the cards starting to fall? I mean, what's happening? Or have the cards been falling and they're about out?
Well, I think the cards are being turned over.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even Trump in his thing, what are right. they, town hall that he had? I'm not sure why he's still out campaigning, but he is in Minnesota.
Right.
He told the people... That if I get impeached, it's your fault.
Yeah. Right.
No.
That's what kind of a dictator mentality is
oh,
that?
Oh, it's unbelievable. And you know, I was talking to a friend of mine today, and we were talking about the whole presidency. It's been what, like 20 months now, and you know, I really don't know. I couldn't name one positive because. There is so much negative. There is so much stuff in the air all the time. So much confusion. He said this. He tweeted this. you know, this person's being indicted. There's so much negative stuff going on. I have no idea what he's done, what he planned. I know he plans on building that wall. Mm-hmm. When's that going to happen? You know, it's, I just don't know. It's,
I mean,
there's just so much stuff. There's so, it's like a sideshow. It's not a presidency. It's a sideshow.
Right.
What's
and
it
we,
supposed to distract us from?
And we really have no idea what is actually going on.
Right. No idea.
You know, I mean, we heard about the tariffs.
And I think the thing is, I think he craves it.
He does.
As much as he likes to bitch about the fake news and the harassment and that kind of thing, he loves that. And I think he loves it because as long as that's happening, it takes away from what he's not doing.
Well, and but we don't know. We truly don't know. I think he enjoys, he's got that bully mentality.
Right.
Where he enjoys putting people down. And just thrives on right. attention, and especially negative attention.
Yeah.
He needs negative attention.
Yeah. Because he's got to respond.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. And have a tantrum. And
will there be another tweeting president after him?
I hope not.
Yeah. I really hope we've grown past
that.
That's ridiculous.
So childlike.
It's
the way of the world. That's how people.
But it's a platform.
We don't all.
No, but a lot of politicians do, which I think is, again, very interesting. The media doesn't talk about that. I recently followed Andrew Gillum.
Yeah.
And he tweets.
Who's running for governor here in Florida.
Here in Florida on the Democratic ticket. And he tweets, you know, 3, 4, 5 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about what he's doing, the people he's meeting, the groups that he is going to work for, all the people.
Has Trump ever sent a positive tweet?
Not that I recall.
They're all defensive.
I do,
they're
I
all
do
defensive
not recall.
And you said this about me and
bullying.
Now you're a jerk.
And exactly. And you know, but,
you're failing.
Merrick Christman.
You're treasonous.
Merrick Christman is a tweeter.
Yeah.
He tweets about,
Christ, man.
You know, like they're having a budget, an open forum.
That's what I said yesterday when you told me you were pregnant. Yeah. I was like, Christ, man.
But a lot of our politicians do use Twitter.
Yeah.
But they're giving a positive message.
They're being grown-ups.
And being grown-ups and focusing on the things that they are accomplishing, the goals they are setting.
Right.
And that's not newsworthy.
No. I also having this conversation with my friend earlier today, and we thought that how bizarre it is the people that are so invested in Trump. And it's like, wait a minute. I've known you for a long time. I never had any idea that you would be so invested or buy so into this whole thing. I get it. Look, it's our president. You're supposed to back your president.
Yes.
But when he's an asshat,
it's hard.
I mean, really, you don't stop yourself and go, really, I'm going to go all in on this guy?
Yeah.
You don't stop for a minute and go, hold on.
That's not adult behavior.
Right.
America was founded on
revolting. Is this what I want representing the United States? Is this, we need this embarrassment?
Yeah,
and truly,
and the whole bullying mentality, and it's mind-boggling.
I heard somebody having a conversation the other day, and they were talking about, well, you know, doesn't he realize that he's not going to be president forever, and you know, he could be because the way he's treating these other countries and that kind of thing, he could be screwing up his whole business career after being the president. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because now these countries are going to be like Donald Trump. Yeah, screw you.
Right.
Yeah.
We can only hope.
Right. When you had a chance to screw us, you did.
Right.
And now you're not in charge, you know?
Yeah. The leader of the free world
should not be such an asshat.
Portraying this negative image.
He should be a lot more mature.
Mature.
He
a little maturity.
Act like an adult.
Yes. And not have tantrums.
Right.
And speak or tweet without thinking.
Shameful.
It is.
Truly, it's shameful.
Yeah. Anyway. I would not allow either of our children to act that way.
Ty.
He apparently has never seen the eyebrows.
Right. All right. Are we going to play Stump the Chump?
Yes.
Why don't we do that? We have to play another song, and it's also going to have the word what?
Baby
in it.
Baby. Right.
This is a little ditty by somebody that probably not a lot of you are aware of. This guy's name is Ted Hawkins. He was introduced to me by my dad several years ago, and I like Ted Hawkins. He's since departed this planet, but he was good. I liked him.
Yeah.
Anyway, this song is called Groovy Little Things. Now, when we come back, we're going to play Stump the Chump. Do we have a theme?
We do.
What would it be?
It's Disney, classic Disney movies.
Oh, come on. I'm not going to win this.
Yeah, you may not. Right. It's because it's about details of movies. Sure. Well, we've got to start brushing up on these things.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're going to have to break out all the old...
I have most of them on DVD.
Oh, good. I was going to say we're going to have to find a VCR.
Yeah.
And VCR. A rewinder.
Right. All right, everybody. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. Please give us a call at some point if you're not too busy. 727-498-0502 or shoot us a tweet at Marco Radio Show 1. Gonna take a break, come back, play Stump and Chump, and be right back.
Groovy little thing that I love to hear. She put my heart in a motion. Whenever she takes a notion to tell me the groovy little thing, she whispers sweet nothings in my ear and tell me, baby, don't worry, I am here. And oh, child, she make me know I'm a man. Whenever she can, he's in love and in awe. Through the night and say those groovy things that make me feel all right. My baby, sweet nothings in my ear and tell me, baby, don't worry, I am here. And oh, child, she make me know I'm a man. Whenever she can, he's in love. And say those groovy things that make me feel all right. My baby, she tastes like good gravy. Thing.
everybody. Groovy Little Things. That's Ted Hawkins.
Very nice.
Hope you dug it.
Nice mm-hmm. songs.
Mm-hmm. This girl tastes like good gravy.
Gross.
Get out of here.
Is that like when he kisses her neck or something?
maybe just a little lower.
Is that coming from her beard?
Yeah.
Lower.
Stop it, Hannah.
Stop. God.
I'm pregnant. Fuck
what,
you.
What kind of mother are you going to be?
Right.
Great one. No filter.
No filter.
This
oh, boy.
Be great.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. Oh. We are unfortunately back. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We're getting ready to play Stump the Chump, and this is going to be a Disney-themed version of Stump the Chump.
Yes, more G-rated.
More G-rated. Is everybody ready to play? Does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter?
Yes. All right. None of these are very difficult.
All right, good.
All right. Where does Peter Pan live? Mark.
Neverland.
Yes. Good. See? With you're already on the board.
With Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
In Bambi, what kind of animal is flower? Mark.
A skunk.
Yes. Look at you go.
Here we go.
Go, Pops.
God.
All right. You ready to ring? What is the longest word in any Disney song, Hannah?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Spell it.
S-U-P-E-R. C-A-L-A-F-R A-G-L-I-S-T-I-C.
Now you're just throwing out letters.
Expialidocious.
You actually did very well. You missed...
The cala.
No.
Supercala.
Cala is an I, not an A.
Docious.
But other than that, you were spot on.
Just spell docious.
Look at you.
No.
D-O-C-I-O-U-S.
Braggadocious.
Braggadocious.
Where is Beauty and the Beast? What country is Beauty and the Beast in?
France.
Thank you.
France.
Baguette.
Beast.
All right, Mark has two. Hannah has one. Ty has one. What is the name of the character whose enormous ears enable him to fly? Ty.
Dumbo.
Yes.
That's totally me. Did you see they're making a Dumbo movie?
Yes, a real life one.
Oh, my God. And they have the cool, like, trippy bubble scene, too. They didn't, like, do away with it.
Now, here's the thing. Have you seen those videos on YouTube of the people that get to visit, like, the baby elephants?
Yes.
How cute
goals. Life goals.
Can you somehow go to the doctor and say, look, I'm pregnant, make it an elephant?
No. Yeah. Don't want to push that
out. There's enough humans in this family.
Right.
But if we had an elephant, that would be different.
Cool. Or you could just buy me an elephant for, like, a present.
Yeah. Okay.
You can pay to feed it, and Ty can clean up after it.
Yeah. Right.
Sure. Here we go.
All right. This one's a little tricky, maybe. Mark has two. Hannah has one. Ty has two.
Real quick. Did you know that elephants think that, like, people are cute?
Aww.
They think they're, like, adorable. Like how we think puppies are cute. That's how elephants feel about people.
How do you know that?
I don't know. I read it.
They did tests on it.
I read it somewhere. I don't know.
I think it's wishful thinking.
I don't know. That made my life to know that an elephant thinks I'm cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe not necessarily you, but the rest of us.
Someone.
In Toy Story, who is taller, Buzz Lightyear or Woody?
Woody.
Yes. And now we are tied 2-2.
That
all.
Bubble doesn't count.
2-2.
The helmet on Buzz Lightyear's head doesn't count.
Doesn't count. In The Rescuers, the Rescue Aid Society is headquartered in the basement of what New York City building? Mark.
The YMCA.
No.
Oh, sure.
Down Under.
No.
The New York Library.
No. Any other
ideas?
There's
like a sewer.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Am I thinking of the right? R-E-S-C-U-E.
Am I thinking of the right?
Rescue Aid Society.
The Rescuers Down Under, the little mice?
The little mice, but yeah. Where
the
they,
first one.
Where they...
See, I never saw... I don't think I saw the first one. I always remember Rescuers Down Under.
Oh, okay. Well, I think they meet here also in Rescuers Down Under before they go on assignments.
What, with Evan Rude?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, Evan Rude.
The dragonfly.
The dragonfly. All right.
So we give up.
Is yeah. the big bird in that one? That
no,
big
that's
bird.
The second one.
Well, what
there,
was
but
it?
There's a big bird. Well, where, there's an albatross.
They
meet?
The albatross. Yeah.
Yeah. They met in the United Nations building. Oh, remember, they file in as the United. They have like the people mm-hmm. from all the countries, and then all the little mice come in from the countries. Anyway, moving on. we're still tied 2-2. What is the name of the sea witch in The Little Mermaid?
Ursula.
Yes. Mm. Hannah goes up 3.
Ursula.
In the Disney animated feature Cinderella, does Cinderella lose her right slipper or her left slipper? Oh, Hannah.
Left.
Yes.
What?
And with left slipper, Hannah wins.
What's up? That was
good
my jam.
Job.
That's good. You're going to be a mom, so you
I need to know these things.
Good job.
Great. Now she's got pregnant luck.
Yeah.
And on what step did that slipper slide off? It was the 23rd step. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
I was going to be like, what?
What? Left man. Foot, 23rd step. It makes sense. Start with the right foot. It's right. The left.
All right. So have you guys ever... Well, let's put it this way.
Oh no!
Well, have you ever made enough money where you could invest in like no. stocks or anything like that?
Okay. Oh sure,
yeah.
Oh sure, yeah.
I live
every
in
day.
My bedroom because I want to.
At one time, I was.
You actually live in Hannah's bedroom.
Pretty good money.
It was mine.
It was yours too.
And I started to think about investing in the stock market, but then I saw some people that we know that had a bit of a crash and lost quite a bit of money, and I'm really a sore loser.
Yes.
But
shocking.
I read
know.
An article, and this is about a company that we talk about quite frequently, and it's hard to get away from this company because they are pretty much taking over the world, and that's Amazon, who was basically founded in 1997. So what they're saying in this article is if back in 1997, if you had invested $1,000, okay, in Amazon stock, all right, what do you suppose it would be worth now?
$1 billion.
Nope. Now think about this. They just became the second company in U.S. history to hit a trillion dollars, and it looks like they have all of the capabilities of hitting $2 trillion. I mean, there's no stopping this juggernaut. That's called insane. Amazon. But the thing is, so if you invested $1,000 back in May 1997, what would your investment be worth today?
$8 million.
No, nothing, not that big. Not as really not as big as you would think, but it would be a very
5,000.
It'd be a very good return on your money. So if you invested $1,000 in May 1997, when Amazon got kicked off, all right, you'd be worth now $1,362,000.
I'll take it.
And that's as of September 4th, just 3 days ago.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That would work.
Yeah.
Choices. Mm-hmm. Life's all about choices.
Right. I don't know. I just think that's interesting. What else did this article say?
Well, I think it's interesting that Bernie Sanders has introduced the Bezos bill because Amazon wants tax credits to open their facilities.
Right.
You know, so they don't want to pay in. And a surprising number of their workforce
right.
is collecting federal aid in one form or another.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't pay their employees well.
I thought they did pay them.
Mm-hmm. No. They play that minimum wage,
part-time. I
thought
part-time. They were like one of those places where you go to work and there's a gym, no. there's like
well,
daycare.
That's
and there's
like Google.
No. Well, and they may have those things.
Some facilities, but most.
But they're not paying people a living wage and offering benefits.
Yeah, but are those people that are collecting other income from, like, the government? Okay, are those, like, the new delivery drivers who basically took a delivery driver job because they didn't have anything else?
No.
But a driver's license?
No.
I mean, you can't tell me that the people that are working in those factories or those warehouses are not making any money.
They're not making enough money.
Yeah.
They're playing the part-time worker game.
What about
to
the
get
drone,
out of...
What about the drone pilots? Aren't they making good money?
They might be. But a good portion of their workforce is still surviving on government supplements.
Why do you think they're bringing in so many drones?
And they just
trying
hit,
to replace the people.
Well, you know that
they just hit $1 trillion.
Well, you know what helped boost that is when they took over Whole Foods, when they bought Whole Foods.
That's
put them over the top.
You know, this is where Reaganomics and trickle down economics doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is the issue now with the employers? You know, it used to be back in the day, people of the generation just older than we are, Steph, like our parents, most of our parents.
They went to work. 40 hours a week,
right.
Full time, full benefits.
They had health care.
They made enough money to pay their rent or their mortgage.
They had a retirement and they got a pension. They're still living off that pension.
Right.
Most of them.
Right.
You know what I mean? What's happened?
Reaganomics.
There's not a. I mean, what business now is offering all of that to their employees?
None.
That's.
You know, I mean, there's like the employer will pay.
Look, if you're
going to
run for president, that's your platform.
Right.
If you want to make America great again, where Americans can actually survive. I mean, how are we ever going to be able to retire?
Right. You know, I mean, it's...
I'm going to have to work up until the day I just drop dead on the job.
Right.
No, don't worry about that. The war is coming.
The U.S. economy is a completely different place than it was when our parents
went to work. What I like is that when you talk to those people that have been taken care of by their employers. And look, I'm not saying that they didn't work. They worked. They put their time in.
Right.
But they were taken care of, and they're still being taken care of. Mm-hmm. Right? That's great.
And that's the way it should be.
But now when you tell them that we're not being taken care of, they don't get it.
No, and they tell you to go get a job where they offer those things.
Show me one.
Yeah,
they don't exist.
Show me one.
They don't exist.
Right.
Maybe you should work harder.
Yeah.
Maybe you should make better choices.
Yeah. But and Bernie Sanders has introduced a bill to do away with some of these tax cuts because they're not paying into the federal government, yet their employees are still living off the federal government.
Well, wait a minute. I thought it was Amazon that created their own health care.
They're working on that because they don't want to pay health care premiums. Mm-hmm. That's why they hire people part-time so they don't have to pay the mandatory 75%.
See, that's another bullshit thing about American companies these days is you will work your ass off for 39 hours.
Yeah.
39 and a half hours a week.
Yeah.
You know
or 35 because
right.
they lowered just, it to try to get them to stop doing that.
But you'll work just as hard or if not harder during that 39 and a half hours that you would have, you know, during a regular 40-hour, you know, mm-hmm. bullshit.
But then they don't have to pay you sick leave, vacation leave, holidays, or your health care.
And if you bitch about it, they'll close up shop and send it overseas.
Yeah. Well, or they'll just replace you with somebody
who
else.
Who doesn't care.
Right.
Yeah. Who's somebody, you know, who's on food stamps. So, anyway.
What'd you just say?
Huh?
Hmm?
My previous employer.
Mm-hmm.
Or work location.
Anyway, moving on. Sorry, didn't mean to climb on my soapbox, but
All right.
The world is a whole different place than it used to be.
What's that song? The world is a vampire. Who was that? Who did that song? The world is a... I can see the guy.
I don't know.
Hi, how do you not
move
know?
On.
Is that Smashing Pumpkins?
Yes. That's okay. It. Yeah, Billy Corgan.
With his dress.
Okay, so, you know, I kind of thought that Space Force might be ridiculous.
Oh, no.
But now I'm starting to see where we might need to step in up above and kind of control what's happening up
there.
The
war is coming.
Well, did you see, Ty, where Russia says that the space station, they have a leak up there.
Yeah.
And it may be sabotage.
Most likely.
It looks like...
I've seen the pictures. Somebody drilled it.
Right. Right. But they haven't determined yet whether it happened. Now, they're really... Look, they're hoping that it actually happened here on Earth, right? They're hoping that it didn't happen in space, because if it happened in space, that means there's an astronaut up there going, I need to get the hell out of here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me create a diversion here. You know what I mean? Right? Well,
whoever did it, they've not used a drill before.
Right. Somebody said it was like they had a wavy hand.
You could see where it skipped off a couple of times.
Yeah, but that does happen. If your drill bit isn't real sharp or something like that, it happens. That happens to me all the time.
The space station's made of aluminum.
Yeah, it still happens. It still
happens. What about the effects of gravity?
Right. Yeah, right.
I mean, would no gravity make it easier?
Nah,
so look, maybe it happened on Earth?
If you don't have a sharp enough bit and you're holding it at the, you know, an improper angle, your drill bit's going to dance across whatever you're trying to drill. You know, that's just what happens when you drill. So they can't, you know, if they're saying that this happened by somebody with a wavering hand, you know, you're not going to pin it on an old person. You know, it just happens. You know what I mean? It's one of those things. I think it is interesting that they think that it may have happened in space. And what they're saying is, if it did happen in space, how sad is that? That means that somebody up in space is like, okay, I'm ready to go home. You know, well, let's end this trip.
If it happened up there, where's the drill?
Well, they have tools up there.
Where's the video?
A drill, though?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
They make repairs
drills
up there. They do spacewalks, and they have to repair stuff. They don't just duct tape everything, Ty.
The whole thing is modular. What are you drilling?
But it all connects together.
Yeah, with, you know, real stuff. You shouldn't have to drill anything.
Sure, you might have to drill a hole and put a bolt in there or something.
Okay.
Huh? I don't know. I saw something.
I'm a maintenance man. I know how it works.
I saw something where we're creating the Space Force.
My drill is my best friend.
Because we're going to start dumping our nuclear waste in space.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that sounds like an excellent idea.
No, the resource war is going to start over Mars here soon.
Well, and global warming, if the Earth is tipping the way I think it is, yeah, there's going to be resource wars. It's going to be, you know, how to stay on dry land.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you think Americans are arrogant because most of us feel like the only language we need to know is English?
Yes.
Yes.
I think that's very arrogant. I saw this little blurb in the Week magazine, and it said only 20% of American K through 12 students are enrolled in foreign language classes, compared with a median of 92% of students in European countries.
Yes. Well, it's all...
we're dumb.
It's all part of our propaganda.
Are we dumb or are we just that arrogant where it's like, we don't need to know anybody else's language?
It's kind of both.
Well, that's what we're taught. We're taught that we're, you know, the most wonderful.
We're the superior. Why should we need to know anybody else's language? They need to know ours.
They need to know our language.
Right. It's a little Nazi-ish, if you think about it.
It is. It's quite Nazi-ish.
Okay. I actually just saw this thing on Facebook where these two waitresses sang a happy birthday to a deaf boy. They learned how to do it on YouTube minutes before they did it, so they could sing him happy birthday.
That's nice.
Because he was deaf.
And sign language, yeah.
Okay.
See, it's not that we can't learn it.
No, it's just
we're not exposed to it.
Mm-hmm.
Not willing to learn.
All right, kids, we're right down to the end of it again. Let me do my quotes quickly before the end of the show.
Yes.
First one says, we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them.
Yes.
Albert Einstein. The next one says, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Martin Luther King Jr. The next one says, the book is like the spoon, scissors, the hammer, and the wheel. Once invented, it cannot be improved. That came from author Umberto Eco. And the last one says, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication.
Yes.
And that came from Steve Jobs.
Very nice.
Right.
I love it.
Got a couple of stories left, but we don't really have time to do them. So we're going to wrap this up. The big news tonight on the show, and probably for the next 9 months, is going to be Hannah's pregnancy.
Hannah's for the rest of our lives.
No, it's not impending doom. Don't look at it like that. We're all so excited.
I know. I'm super excited.
God, I can't wait. I'm ready to go out and buy baby clothes and
stuff
like
that. I know, me too. I want to go to Target so bad.
Let's figure out what that old turd's going to be, a boy or a girl.
I know.
I swear to God, I'll make a girl a lesbian. I like boy clothes.
You tried with me.
Almost.
Right.
Close. Too bad it was just a face.
Yeah. It's okay. You still looked great in flannel. Yeah.
So that's our big story of the evening. We broke Hannah's pregnancy. She is now 1 day pregnant.
Yeah.
Already feeling the effects. She's claiming she's got some morning sickness. Yes. She had to unsnap her belt after eating one slice of pizza.
Two slices of pizza.
She ate two slices of pizza.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's on.
Looks like her nose may be spreading. She's got what they call a Roman nose. It's starting to roam all across her face.
Shut up. You're pooping.
Anyway. All right, everybody. We are here at the end of our show. Hannah Claire, do you have anything that you would like to add?
Nope. Super excited.
Yes. Okay. Yes, we're all excited.
Steph?
I just wanted to mention that Betty Fox and Josh Nelms will be at the Hideaway Cafe on Sunday.
Nice.
This week.
It's a 1 o'clock football game. We should go.
And doors open at 5.
Nice.
So it's not a late evening. It's an early evening. Doors at 5. I think they start playing at 6 or 6:30.
Wow, let's see. Sounds like a good excuse for me to call in sick on Monday, see NFL football, a lot of beer and good food. Then we're going to go downtown to see Betty Fox and Josh Nelms. More beer.
Good more food.
Yeah.
And great music.
Right.
And we'll still be home and in bed by 9.
Yeah,
but
right.
Neither here nor there.
They don't need to know that.
Ty, do you have
your grandparents now, you know.
So. Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to add other than that?
No.
Nothing?
No.
All right. I don't have anything to add other than Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I Miss You, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. At least I do. I really love speaking to you people every Friday. I like a little bit more back and forth from our listeners. Apparently, when I shout out our phone number and our tweet, I guess that's when we cut in and out.
No, maybe
it
that's
must be. Yeah.
They're not getting it.
I think you need to go a little slower.
Oh, stop
and
it.
Articulate.
No,
I wouldn't want to do that.
All right, everybody. Like I said, Hannah's pregnant.
Woo.
All the songs that we played earlier in the show had to do with babies and stuff like that. I'm going to wrap it up with kind of what I felt when. She gave me the news.
Is there a song called Kick Me in the Nuts?
No, but it's called, You Dropped a Bomb on Me,
oh, there you
Baby,
go.
By the Gap Band. All right, everybody, we will talk to you again next Friday. Good night, be safe. Stay dry.
Yes.
Good night. You
That's it.